This is from inside Marathon Sports on the day of the bombing in 2013. Let's get right to it now. It came up in the testimony of the store manager, Shane O'Hara. He took us inside the store that day. The fear, he said it was a calm day, quiet, in fact, people in and out. He was working at the store occasionally looking out. The bomb hits. You can see it here in the surveillance video. The way Shane describes it, there's two panes of glass. One shatters, one stays intact, unbelievably. Shane and others get to work. They start ripping off the clothes off hangers in the store, using them as tourniquets, as stunned people start filling in this sporting goods store. Shane says he just starts ripping them, trying. You can see him in the video. There's a woman who comes in dazed. He quickly makes a tourniquet in an attempt to stop the bleeding for her and so many people. He said at one point the police told him, don't let anybody else in here, because they didn't know, was the bomber still on the streets? But Shane said soon that became impossible. It became a refuge as person after person came inside, and they quickly tried to evaluate who needed to get off site as quickly as possible, because so many of the people right in front of that sporting goods store were simply nearly bleeding to death. Dramatic video. It was emotional testimony from Shane O'Hara in just a grueling day at the federal court. We wanted to bring you this video as soon as we got it. It was one of many stunning things. There was other video shown today, simply too graphic to show you.